Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. It is that time of the month where we chatted up with Mayor Mary Fassbender, and she's going to recap our latest city council meeting and all things that are going on at the city. Mary, how have you been?
Good, Mo. Just, trying to be safe and trying to stay healthy, as I think we all are, but it's seemingly becoming more popular to be quarantining for multiple reasons. So I do hope that everybody is trying to stay as healthy and safe as possible.
Well, I think that is still great that you are doing your city council meetings by Zoom. And I know there was talk that you were going to switch over maybe in November, but certainly with the uptick in the numbers of COVID cases locally, I think it's great that you're doing that. What do you see in the future as far as other commissions or meetings? Are you going to keep them virtual?
I think, Mo, I really do think it is necessary. I don't foresee it. There's just too many underlying issues with everyone's, safety, and we have to lead by example. And I was just joking, and I wear a mask everywhere. I even find myself driving my car, and I still have my mask on, and I'm all by myself. But yeah, I think each individual should be just, let's practice kindness, not only for them, but for everyone. Like I just heard, Governor Wallace say, it doesn't pick and choose. It just grabs at anyone. I know many people who have had it or were symptoms of it, and then I know people who have had it and hardly even knew they had it. So it's such a different case per individual. Mm-hmm. So it's scary. But as a city as we stand, we are still, our main city hall is still open, but our meetings are still via Zoom, which is great. I think it's great. Again, like I said, Zoom meetings they're hard, but they're also very good for people that, don't want to come to city hall, and they can see it from TV and call in.
Absolutely. And I do feel they're more intimate for somebody that's viewing it than actually seeing the whole chamber. I think you can see who's talking. You can really, it's a better feel, I think, for somebody that's watching it. So, well, I'm glad that everybody is taking precautions with health. And like you said, leading by example, I think that's a great thing. The city council did meet on November 16th, and I know that there were lots and lots of things on the agenda, but would you like to go through some of the big ones, please?
Sure. It's really been kind of fun because our last few meetings, there has been a lot going on with developments and, new businesses. And so it's very exciting to see dirt being moved, let's say. An update for everybody was the Hastings Wellhead Water Protection Plan. And that's something, Mo, that has to go around every 10 years. And the city has to do a state mandate required to provide additional protection to our groundwater aquifer and the municipal water supply. So that was an update that we have to do every 10 years. So they've been working on that. We are just now entering and finishing the phase two part of it that we went through, which was kind of interesting. That was my first year that I was able to be a part of that discussion. So that was great.
So what is the update?
We have to have a public hearing for just if there's any concerns for the public. So it's just a formality that the state mandates us to make sure that our water is, up to its levels and purified. And
I know water was top of mind a couple years ago when they did find bacteria in the water, and then that turned into a whole process of redoing the water, and then people complaining about what the water tastes like and all of that. Was any of that addressed at this update?
Nope, that's a totally different thing. But what I will say is, through this process this time, We did discover, or it was told to us last night, that the nitrate levels are not increasing, which is really good. Apparently, a few years ago, there were some nitrate levels that were a little higher than abnormal, and they, you know, whatever they do, I don't know, I'm not in public works, but the levels are not increasing at this point. So that's great.
That is great. And so you mentioned this was step two of the process. Are there additional steps?
Nope, there's phase one and phase two. And phase one started, I believe it was maybe a year ago, and they have to have this process done by January of 2021. So we're nearing that end.
There was a public hearing about the vacation of easement for something called Heritage Ridge, and I was confused about what Heritage Ridge is, but tell us the story behind that, please.
So Heritage Ridge is what used to be, or when we first got the development come to us, was Sieben Ridge. The developer changed it because they thought it was confusing because it's on General Sieben Drive. So they changed it. They opted to change it to Heritage Ridge. So what that was, there was a variance of easements along General Sieben that back in 2012 or whatever it was when that land started being looked at and they put the General Sieben Drive in, there were variances that needed to be passed last night to finish that project out. So now Heritage Ridge has that easement has been passed on to them that they're allowed to use that property for their development.
And just to be clear for people listening, Heritage Ridge would be south of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church and west of General Sieben Drive.
Correct. And if you want to see some big trucks and some dirt being moved, I drove by last week and I was amazed. I mean, if you want to take your little kids there to see how roads are built, this would be a perfect opportunity to see the movement of dirt. It's fascinating, to be honest. I think it's so exciting. That'll be 116 single-family homes. So I think that's very exciting for the community to see some dirt being moved and some developments coming in. Along with another development we have is Vermilion Acres, which is a 75-unit senior housing, which is 60 assisted living units and then 15 memory care, which I think is just going to be great. I think it's twofold. You know, first of all, it's going to increase our tax base. I mean, all these developments do, which we always need a little help and assistance with that. And then for the Vermilion Acres, it's, you know, having housing opportunities for our seniors. One way, it's a place for them to move into, and then there may be homes that they're moving from are perfect housing for the first homeowner to move into, which is all great. It opens up, you know, the channels for more families to move to Hastings, which is all helpful, you know, for our school districts and our city just in general.
To tell people where Vermilion Acres Senior Housing is going to be, that is going to be south of the Vermilion River and north of Highway, 47?
Correct.
Yep.
So if everybody's familiar where the old or the Dakota County garage system is, it's just up there, or the newest Vermilion Shores 2 apartment complex that's on 36 and 47. It's across the street from there. You'll start to see movement there very soon. The nice thing about it is it's going to be their own little landscape. They're going to have their own trail systems, their own parking. There's going to be a one entrance in. But I want to, you know, reiterate that a couple items that people were concerned with, of course, is the traffic. And they have done their studies on that, as well as, you know, people's concern is the trail going to go away? And this development will not interfere at all with the trail that is already there along 47 that goes down by the river and then up to Pleasant. They're going to actually have their own trail system, which I think is very cool for these seniors. It's just going to be great. Yeah, so that was all good to have that all passed. But you have to follow the rules, and we had 3 votes on it last night. One was for the preliminary plat, and then the site plan, and then the variance of the roof. You know, there's such a process to everything. Now we can check that off, and they can start moving with their development, I think, which is going to be great. I think it's just going to be great.
Mary, what was the variance for the roof? What was the issue there?
Well, for stormwater collection, they want, you know, there's a rough pitch, if you will.
Yes.
And they opted to do a flat roof to help with their storm water drainage. So that will be a flat roof. You know, sometimes there's a variance where your roof needs to be the same so it fits in with, like, the residential look of it. Well, they asked for a variance for a flat roof so they could be more helpful with the stormwater.
And Mary, that whole area that's being developed now with Vermilion Acres Senior Housing, the whole area cannot be developed, right? I mean, there's part of it is, okay. Can you explain that to our listeners, please?
So it's like a pie shape where the point of it is closest to 47. And if you can imagine like a big pie shape, I believe it's 10 acres mold that the property will set on. And the other 30 is water or swampland. So it cannot be developed at all. And I think that's a part of what the beautiful part of this development is because these people are going to be in a very beautiful, serene area, and they know that there's not going to be any building around them. I think that's just so peaceful for these people that, you know, are in assisted living and everything. They're going to have the beauty of the trees and the just the scenery in general. Just a quiet, peaceful, serene area is how I look at it. And I said to myself, gosh, this might be a perfect place, you know, for my last year. You know, we don't know, but that will not be developed. So I think that's a part of the...
What about that giant tree that's in that field in the middle of nowhere? Did anyone talk about that?
Well, that is not in that development.
Oh, okay.
That is the Bauer Oak tree. Oh, I love that tree. Love that tree. But that whole field is not going to be in that at all.
Okay.
There's a little house there right now, and then the field starts. Where the field starts is the end of this development's property.
Okay, that's great to know. And then I also know that St. Philip's Church, which is on 15th Street, wanted to put in a columbarium. Tell about that, please.
Sure. And if people don't know what that is, it would be like a wall with both slots in it where, you know, you put your loved one after
cremation.
They applied for a special use permit, and that passed as well. And like Councilmember Brock said, she lives right there, and she, you know, where they showed where it was going to be, it looks like just a very peaceful area where people can go visit their loved ones, you know, after they're gone. And I'm assuming there would be like a little bench or a couple benches there, you know, just for some peacefulness for them to have a visit.
And then I know you had some conversation about Lake Isabel master plan.
With that, again, it started years ago. You know, these master plans take many years to come to fruition. And the city had hired a company to complete the master planning process for Lake Isabel. And this past summer, they had a couple times when you could go down and look at the actual plans to see, and this company, you know, asked questions and, you know, went around to the neighborhood to try to get the information to best make this design. However, then COVID hit again. So it's a very expensive recreation of Lake Isabel, and it would be beautiful. But, you know, with the dollars unknown for 2021, we just don't know how that is going to be. So we sent it to Parks and Rec, the committee of the council, and they'll discuss it. It will probably, Mo, be put in phases because it's too enormous of a budget item to just all do at once. And I know that's probably not going to be what people want to hear. But it's reality. We don't know what COVID's going to do next year. let alone what it's doing to our budget this year. So, you know, we would err on caution as far as spending dollars that we don't even have a clue if we're going to have them or not. So it's a great way to get the ball rolling, you know, to send it to the committee of council. They can discuss it, and then it can be discussed with finance. And I'm assuming it's going to take a few years for this project to be done because it is quite large, because it involves the public boat launch that's back there as well. A lot of people don't know there's a public boat launch down in Lake Isabel, and it is the most beautiful lake. Serene, it's quiet, because not a lot of people know about it. Sure, if it gets redone, I think more people will know about it. But still, again, you know, we have 36 parks within this community, and we have to be cautious as to how we keep them updated and keep them beautified. I think that process will take quite a long time, and, you know, it's a lot of money. It was more money than I anticipated to see, but, yeah, we'll work on it, and we'll see what the State Parks and Rec of the Council says, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it again.
We want to thank our guest today, Mayor Mary Fassbender, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.